Hi guys, so I have a little story to tell you about how everything has a reason and how you can never stop believing and you have to worry less. That's another thing in life that should be guiding us through. So today I was flying back from Chicago and I had a connecting flight in Cleveland, and unfortunately I missed that flight. There was traffic on a highway and I missed my flight by 20 minutes. So my friend was saying, like, why are you so calm? Like, you missed your flight, what's gonna happen? I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it. And I wasn't really worried, because in the end everything turns out somehow. So when I got to airport, the ladies actually helped me and I had the straight flight to Miami. So I was super grateful. So it was supposed to be like that. It happened. Then when we were already on a plane to go to Miami, the plane got delayed because something happened. So next to me we had a couple. I had a couple. They were elderly. I can't really tell how old were they, but you know, you can see that they were together, that they were like a husband and a wife, right? So then all this stuff started happening. When we finally were in the air, they started looking for a nurse. I fly a lot, but it never happened to me that they were looking for medical assistance. Inside of the plane, they made the announcement on a speaker, and some lady was a nurse. So as I found out later, there was a gentleman that had some health issues. He was elder man, so she was helping. Then everything was okay, we got here. So I had like a small talk with a lady that was sitting next to me. She was Cuban, and I out of curiosity I just asked how long she's married to her husband, and she said 50 years. So I asked her, what's the secret? The first thing she said, it was patience. And then she said respect and love, and she told me that her daughters are both in a long-term marriages, like 25 and 20 years. I mean, relationships are hard work. You can't just give up because you don't feel like fixing it. Like, and she said, people right now move on too fast. They off to a next one. And that's true. We don't give ourselves a chance to love another person and to go through hard times. You know, because everything is so accessible and we have social media. Like, nowadays nobody asks for a number, they ask for Instagram. I mean, in my case, for example, it usually ends up conversation in private messages instead of like text me, call me. So that's another thing that I don't really like about modern relationships. But you know, I'm in such a light vibe. Also, I was in Chicago. I didn't know there were friends of mine there. And I could have seen them, but I didn't. So it made me a little sad. But I visited Baha'i Temple of Worship. Thank you, Juliana, for that. I didn't know about this place existing. So literally, that's the place that accepts all races, all religions, all, I don't know, sex orientations, no matter what. And you know, in the end of the day, the only religion that I believe in is love. But if we consider love as an energy, so right now the energy around me has been truly magical, and I feel very, very grateful to meet people that share their stories with me. And I'm grateful also that I'm learning to take life less serious, to stop expecting so much and just enjoy the present, just live in a moment and see it with the eyes of a children when they get excited for a little butterfly or, you know, bubbles, I don't know, for finding shapes in clouds. And I'm very, very happy that inner child in me is always looking for something. You know, even my friend Rita, she was saying, like, oh my god, how do you notice that? I go here and I never see it. I don't know, maybe it's fresh set of eyes. So the moral of the day is be happy, live in present, and be kind to other people, because it's the only thing that we can do. Like, we try to be kind to someone and then it returns to you in many, many ways. And it happened to me many times, and I hope it will happen to you. So just be grateful, stay kind, and work hard on changing your perspectives, because in the end of the day, the life that we're living, the relationships we build is for us. Nobody is not for Instagram, is not for Facebook, is not for nothing. It's for us to live, to enjoy, and to be happy. So with that being said, until the next time. Hey guys, okay, so I'm already here at the podcast, so I decided to just make a little note about my mood in general. I am home just like everybody else. I am watching YouTube for most of the times, eating, trying to do some home workout, but then like I go and eat, so I don't know how effective is that. I did spend my stimulus check on stuff that I didn't really need, but you know, the AirPods Pro and stuff like that I don't really need. But I did some online shopping, not too crazy because I tried to declutter before. So yeah, I do not need that much stuff in my house. I really don't. And they say it's better to have like a clear space and clear mind, blah, blah, blah. That's not me. I'm a hoarder. I like little girly things and little stickers and all of that. But yeah, I've been, you know, kind of up and down. I do have my really, really sad days. I do have my really, really happy days. I have my very relaxed days also. A lot of people had reached out to me, and it's kind of annoying because there are people that I haven't spoken in years, and they try to have a conversation, and I feel like I respond super dry, and I don't know why they're still texting me. I did not see a lot of people. I'm trying to stay away, the isolating, which I actually kind of enjoy, but today I'm kind of in a sleepy mood. I do not sleep at night. I kind of wake up late, so it's all a little kind of, the rhythm is broken, but you know, I'm taking one day at a time, because it's very hard when you're uncertain and you don't know what's gonna happen next week. Are you still gonna get paid? Are you gonna be able to pay bills next month and stuff like that? And I know a lot of people already lost their jobs in May. I am grateful that my job is still, you know, supports us, but on the other hand, you never know what can happen. But again, I do not stress out too much, because there is nothing I can do, and worrying will not solve any problems. So, you know, just day by day, step by step. I did plan to read some books. I did not read. Maybe I'll start tomorrow, because today I know like the light in my house is really bad and my eyes hurting from all the YouTube that I watched. But yeah, so that's my mood. I hope again you and your families are safe. Love you. Talk to you later. Hello, welcome to my TED Talk. Today I am feeling very happy. Not because it was my first day being at work after 2 months of quarantine. No, not because of that. Just because I kind of realized that people need a little more love in this world and a little more respect for other people's opinion. We are the first one to scream what's wrong, what's right, but we're never forgive and we never allow to have a room for any other opinion. So in my opinion, this is wrong. You feel more peaceful when whatever other people think or do doesn't affect you. Like, I'm at this kind of like limbo stage where, you know, I was talking to some of my friends today and they feel sad and depressed, and they told me that a lot of things are going on in their lives. And you know, sometimes like you don't ask people all the time, you don't follow up on the people. Plus, like in my case, you know, I know a lot of people, starting with my Ukrainian friends, then my friends from here, then my friends that live like in Russia and Kazakhstan, in Italy, in Spain, Poland, you know, all over the world. So, and also I like to spend time with myself, so sometimes you just literally forget, you know, like some people come to your life and they fall out. So sometimes you literally just forget to follow up with the people. And what's upsetting that you never know what those people are going through. So one text message a year to wish happy birthday would be like, oh, what are you doing? How are you? Doesn't kill nobody. But, you know, we always prioritize some people more, some people less. And you don't want to also have people feeling left out. But, oh my god, this is like such a horrible podcast. Like, I don't know what's the point of this. But I guess it's just a reminder, even if nobody listens but me, just a reminder to be a kind person, to learn how to forgive, to learn how to let go, to learn how to find it in yourself, to have this power, to take this power back. Like, being worried does not help. Being upset does not help. Being angry does not help. Like, nobody is worth any of these negative emotions. There are so much more powerful than positive emotions. And in the end of the day, you go home and, you know, you go to bed with this heavy heart. And that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal to be in peace, to be peace, to be in peace with all your pieces, not to be that kind of toxic. Like what I noticed, you know, if I'm talking with somebody like the opposite sex and they don't act the way I want, I start manipulating them, being like, oh yeah, oh, like being toxic instead of just being direct and just tell them like, I want more attention from you, like I want you to come over, like I want to spend time with you. We just drown in these maybes, and in the end of the day, you know, we need to learn how to let go. We need to learn how to forgive ourselves and just be prideful, be happy, be enough for yourself, you know, because that's the most important thing. When you don't love yourself, when you don't feel like you are enough, you're never ever going to make nobody happy. And that what's really sad, that people don't understand that, and they jump into relationship and they raise their children in a way that children are not happy. And the ultimate goal for all of this is the happiness. Like, so I don't know if this all makes any sense at all, but I wish everybody to be in peace, to be happy, to be in love with yourself, to know that you are enough, that you are very special, even if it sometimes doesn't feel like that, to learn to let go, to learn to forgive, to take back your power from the people that hurt you, not to spread the hurt, and literally just live your life happy and try
to, you know, to make your family proud. Sometimes your views are so different from theirs. But I mean, yeah, try to make your family happy. Try to make yourself happy. Try to be happy. Try to wake up and be in a chill mood, be in a lighten up mood, and with energy, with power of will, we can do it. Whatever your heart can do is what your mind can learn. Because if you've been heartbroken so many times, if you cry and if you felt upset and, you know, something doesn't go the way you want to go, remember, you can do it. Love you. Bye.